Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon and welcome to the Pfizer Fourth Quarter Results Analyst Teleconference. We have with us today Mr. Kewal Handa, Managing Director, Mr. S. Sridhar, Finance Director, and Mr. Pranjit Nair, Company Secretary. As a reminder, for the duration of this conference, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions at the end of today's presentation. If you should need assistance during this conference, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. S. Sridhar. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the analyst quarter four. We have presented the results last evening to the board. Very strong set of results for the quarter. I'll start as usual, giving some input about the ORG IMS data for Pfizer, and then move on to the financial results. As in the past few months, probably in a year or so, Pfizer continues to grow faster than the IPM. As per the IMS data, we have grown 24.2%, with the pharmaceutical industry at 18.4%. After a long, long time, we do see some 3% growth coming from volumes of Pfizer, given back of our launches we have had, and we have an 18.9% volume growth. We have grown higher than the MNCs and the Indian companies. Going with the therapeutic areas, all our products in therapeutic areas have grown faster than the market, whether it's respiratory or gastro or anti-infectives. All our products have actually improved our market share. Donex has grown 18.4%, because it's as the ORG IMS is 24%, Codex at 24%, Lyrica at 49%, Axid at about 9.7%, and Minipress at 31.2%. These are all IMS growth, and all of them have grown faster than therapeutic area category. We have maintained our market share, we have maintained our rank, we improved our rank for Lyrica and Minipress by one point each. Over the last year or so, we have launched about close to about 7 to 8 products in the branded generics market. Happy to share that even as per ORG IMS, each of the products have clocked a pretty good significant sales value as compared to similar products in the segment which clocked them. Average, generally, the industry clocks close to about 60 lakh, 70 lakhs as the per year sales for new products. As compared to that, our products have clocked an average of about 4 to 5 crores in a couple of brands as the year one sales there. So our strategy of branded generic is working well for us. We are launching fewer products, but we are having higher sales revenues. Our rank continues to be number 12 as per the ORG IMS, and a market share of 2.4%. Moving on to our results, we have published a 21% growth for the quarter in terms of sales, and a 13% growth for YTD. In terms of profits, we have published around 71% growth after exceptionals, and about 19% YTD. In terms of categories, the pharmaceuticals has been a star performer for the quarter at a 23% growth, with Futura division, which is the Rx-to-OTC part of it, growing at 16%, and the animal health at around 19%. YTD, this 23% of pharma translates to 14% for pharma, 14% for Rx-to-OTC, Futura division, and animal health at 10%. In terms of detail getting to pharmaceuticals, Bicosils have performed very well for the quarter. Codex is slightly softer, but YTD level Codex logged on a 12% growth. They had a softness in Bicosils in the first three quarters, which caught up in significant. All of the products in pharma division have had a strong. In terms of Rx-to-OTC, our flagship brand Gelucil has grown at 15% for the year and a 24% for the quarter. Animal health, though, has logged 19% for the quarter. If we knock off the Bayer products, which didn't have the whole of this year, we are taking a like-to-like basis, grown at 35% for the quarter and 28% for the full year without Bayer products. In terms of the new products, what we have launched in the last year or so, they contribute close to about 3% of our sales as of the 12-month period here. Moving on to other income, during the quarter, we have other income of around 25 crores for the 8 crores of last year, out of which major chunk is coming in from clinical trials, which moved up close to about 678 crores coming in from there, and also on account of income from Wyeth Limited for cross charges what we receive for various services. These two are gross numbers, corresponding expenses reflected in the expense line. Cost of materials has moved up to around 36%, primarily driven by the cost of because share is very high, 34% growth, and that impacts the mix because it has a higher cost consumption. The employee cost of at the percentage of sale of owners remains same. The growth is coming in predominantly because of the increase in field force this year and also people who have joined us recently from Wyeth. In terms of other expenditure, we are about 13% up for the quarter. Otherwise, most of the expenses are in line with it. Interest income, we have got about 5 crores extra coming in from bank interest. We got a favorable interest rate in this quarter. From a roughly 11 crores of income, we got about 15 crores of income in interest coming in there. Our tax rates have remained the same. Our balance sheet has not undergone a major change except for debtors, which has increased given the increased sales in the last quarter. That's all I have from my side. We can take on any questions.
Thank you very much, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and then 1 on the touchtone telephone. Participants are requested to use only handsets while asking a question. Anyone who has a question at this time may press star and then 1. The first question is from Mitul Mehta from Lucky Securities. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Congrats on a good set of numbers. Sir, a couple of questions. One is on your field force expansion. What is the current field force and what kind of material change do you see going forward with this kind of expansion that we are doing on the field force side? The second question is on the new product. If you could just highlight what are these products, which part of the therapeutic they are, and what kind of growth do you anticipate in the years to come? And my third question is, just could not get your volume growth for this particular quarter, so if you could just tell us what was the volume growth. The preceding 3 quarters, what kind of volume growth you had seen?
Okay, I'll answer backwards because I've registered faster in my mind. The volume growth for 3 months is around 19% for this quarter and the YTD is about 12%. Okay. In terms of field force, our field force strength around 2,500 people, which includes animal health and everything put together. Pharmaceuticals will be around 2,200 people. And in terms of the product what we have launched products across various therapeutic areas. We have launched anti-infectives, we have launched in antacids, we have launched in multivitamin category, we have launched in pain. So these are the four or five categories where we have focused and launched on the last 1 year.
Sir, we've seen some pressure on the margins on account of higher field force and material cost. So how do you see that going forward as we roll out new products and better sales?
Material cost, higher pressures is purely because of mix, what I said. There is no pressure on margins in terms of cost of goods per se. It's purely because of the product mix what we have. The higher we sell because we tend to have a higher cost because of the lower margin which comes under. So even this quarter, 36% is purely driven by the mix what we have. So otherwise, consistently ignoring that, we don't see any major issue in terms of our gross margin. In terms of expenses, yes, we have added people there. Like I said, last time also, it takes about 2 years for field force to be productive. 2011 continues to be a year of investments. And hopefully 2012 will see a very strong result if everything goes as a plan for 2011.
Thank you very much and wish you all the best, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from HR Gala from Quest Investments.
Hi, Keval and Sridhar. Congratulations for a good set of numbers.
Hello, Mr. Gala.
Yeah, hi. In the beginning, you gave IMS data that Pfizer's growth is 24.2%.
That's right.
And how much was the industry growth?
18.4.
18.4. This is for which period?
MAT November.
MAT November. Okay. Yeah, my second question pertains to, as you said that the basic increase in the raw material cost has been mainly on account of the precursors. But what could be the reason for the other expenses, which as a percentage to sales has come down drastically, YOY from 38% to 33%?
Yep.
Although in absolute amount it has been more, but because we have got 21% growth in sales.
You're talking for the quarter?
Yeah, I'm talking for the quarter.
Yes, for the quarter, our advertising expenses have been slightly lower compared to the previous quarter.
Okay.
That has been lowered. Plus, we had we managed to recover some expense from our parent company for some of the support services this quarter.
Okay.
That helps us to reduce the expenses.
Okay.
Yeah.
But can that be an annual affair or it
is? No. Advertising is a spacing, like I said. I mean, this quarter, compared to the previous quarter there, we have had lower expenses. It's purely spacing, it's not an incidental there. And the cross charge is one off. We had an accumulation for about last 2-3 quarters cross charge coming in this quarter. And
okay.
It's gone down.
Okay, how much is that amount if you can quantify?
The cost charge would be around 2 to 3 crores.
How much?
2 to 3 crores.
2 to 3 crores.
Yeah.
Okay, so that kind of thing is not going to come.
No.
And how much was the ad cost left in this quarter?
Roughly around 4 to 5 crores.
Oh, 4 to 5 crores. Lower
yeah.
as compared to in the previous quarter.
Yeah, but it's a cyclical. It's a phasing.
Pardon?
It's a cyclical thing. It's a phasing.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, how much is the ICD which is there in the loans and advances?
227 crores.
227
crores.
227 crores. Okay. Just one broad question. What kind of growth trajectory now do you look forward to in the coming year?
Well, like I met you last time, a couple of days back in the office, we are saying that we are happy to go with higher than industry growth. Okay. And that's what I'm looking for. Our ambition is our endeavor is to go faster than our market is growing.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what's your take on the EBITDA margin?
EBITDA margin is fairly actually consistent given our product portfolio. What we have, around 28% is what we've been making, and we continue to make around that level of percentage. I don't see any pressure. Yes,
okay.
Investment in field force will lead to some investment in the initial period, but
yeah.
That should catch up.
Okay. And what about the animal health?
Animal health, like I said, is going pretty reasonably well in terms of portfolio what they have. 34% growth without the Bayer products is a pretty good growth what they have.
Okay.
It's a consistent business doing reasonably good growth.
Okay. But in this particular quarter, say animal health had a PBIT percentage of 8.6 versus 15%. So any particular reason for the dip?
No, it's because like I said, that expenses have been allocated this time to various BUs, some initiatives we are doing there.
Okay.
They've been accounted for each other's BUs there. And animals being a smaller BU has felt it.
Okay. And my last question is that this recent Biocon deal of Pfizer Inc. for insulin, do we get to benefit out of that in any way? And how soon that opportunity can materialize for our company?
Hi, Gala. Good afternoon. This is
Hi, Kevin. Hi, Kevin.
I think so, and we are looking at that opportunity, and we are seeing how best we can optimize that and do something about it.
Okay. So, okay, we can hear.
It's a global transaction.
Yeah.
But we are seeing how do we optimize and.
Okay. And can that materialize in the coming fiscal year?
We'll try to work on that.
Okay. Okay. So that will be a new opportunity for us.
Absolutely.
Okay. Thanks, Keval, and wish you all the best.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Bye.
Thank you. The next question is from Ranjit Kaparia from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon and hearty congratulations. I've got three questions. First is relating to the price control products. What is the percentage to total sales?
Yeah.
Second is if you can give an update on Wyeth merger. And third thing, you have declared 125% there is 12.5 rupee as the interim dividend. So, is there a likelihood of a final dividend?
Okay, with regard to the question on
DPC
product, nothing major change has happened in this quarter. We are still around 20-odd% in terms of our coverage. So there's nothing, no changes happened there. With regard to our integration is concerned, we have completed our operational integration. Both the businesses are very complementary. So wherever we feel there is a synergy in terms of benefit, we have taken that. That's seen in the two set of numbers we have published yesterday. So as a formal legal integration, there's no such plan as of now for the time being. And that's where we are. And in terms of final dividend, we'll have to take a call as we come to the time in the month of next quarter or March closing at that time. There's no decision as of now.
Okay, thank you and wish you all the very best.
Thanks, Richard.
Thank you. The next question is from Bhavin Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, Keval sir and Sridhar sir.
Hey,
congrats on the stellar numbers and very heartening to see such kind of growth numbers coming from pharma and across. I wanted to really map this out, correct? You're going selectively in product launches, like 7 to 8 products in branded generics and outperforming. Is this here to stay or are we going completely aggressive on this?
Well, no, we were working on this for a pretty long time, and I'm very happy to say that we've been able to launch it in 2010 very successfully, and an average sales is more than the industry average for new product launches. And we are not the first line mover here, and maybe 150th or 170th in terms of launch. In terms of or going forward, yes, we're going to be aggressive in this, and we'll see more such launches taking place.
If you were to quantify 7-8, should be a initial starting point, could move up to 12-15 or?
Well, let's talk next quarter. How much we work there?
Okay, great. And what's the field force trend supporting this BG segment, branded generic?
We have restructured the entire team now, and we are very focusing on mass segment, on specialty, on vaccines, and RX2 OTC and extra urban and all. So it's a very 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 difficult to explain to you. It's a very different model that we are doing. We are doing sometimes as multiple teams launching, two brands launching, and so on and so forth. Very difficult to tell you how many people are behind one product.
Okay, but operationally, is it coming out to be more profitable than the conventional odd strategy that we were moving?
I mean, it's too early to say, but we had very good takeoff in 2010, contributing in almost maybe a period of 4 to 5 months or 6 months, maybe 3% of our turnover, which I think is pretty good.
Sure, sir. This question is more or less monotonous, but any cash deployment plans in the next year?
Looks like the interest is good. we've been always exploring these opportunities of business development and looking at various ways to look at the inorganic growth and how do we augment that inorganic growth with our organic initiatives that we have taken. But it's too early to say anything on that.
Okay, sir. Wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from Hitesh Mahida from Marwadi Shares and Finance. Please go ahead.
Hello sir, congratulations for a good set of numbers.
Thanks, Hitesh.
Sorry to join the call a little bit late, but can you please tell me when can we expect Biocon's insulin being launched by Pfizer in India?
Well, as I said earlier, the products we are in touch. And we are seeing how best this could be launched and what could be the time frame. So I wouldn't really like to comment when it will be launched, but we are in that process.
Okay. What is the current field force right now?
The pharma is around 2,200-2,300.
2,200-2,300.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks a lot. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from Meeta Shetty from Dalal & Broacha. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yeah,
hello, sir. Congratulations for a good set of numbers. One thing, we've seen a very good number for clinical from the clinical services. Do we continue to see that kind of number?
See, clinical services, you should read it in line with the cost line also. What you see in the top line is only the income part of it.
Okay.
There's an expense also corresponding to that there.
Right.
It's more of a support services what we give to a parent company. So it's more of a support services rather than active clinical trials what we do here. So you will need that line of it. So it's not a main focus area, but it's good to have some income coming through from that line for services what we do.
Okay. But then we don't see any number there. I mean, would you not like to put any number there to me?
No, roughly we'll make around 10 to 15% margin markup on all the expenses what we do. So, you know, it's more of a margin market than anything else.
Okay. And the second thing, I missed on the new launches, therapeutic areas you were asking.
We launched across multivitamins, pain, anti-infective. We have launched in antacid. So there have been across various therapeutic areas we have launched.
Okay. Are we not looking at some lifestyle drugs or CVS or kind of therapeutic areas?
We are looking at it. We are looking at options to get into other growing therapeutic areas. Hopefully, 2011 should see some of the products in those areas.
Okay. Okay. That's all from my side. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from Krugan Chedda from ValueQuest Research. Please go ahead.
Hello. Good afternoon, sir, and congrats on good set of numbers. So you said 2011 will be year of investment. So what kind of investments we are looking at? What is our field force expansion plans? Can you throw some light on it?
There are two. I don't want to give you the numbers, but we are looking at field force expansion across different therapeutic category, and we are looking at expenses on marketing and distribution on some of our DBO launches that we made in 2010 and the ones we are going to make in 2011. And then we are looking at some more expenses for various entry strategies in different segments and different markets.
So could you share your ad budget marketing spend? What would it be for next year?
We don't say that, you know, because that's something very competitive. As you know, we compete very closely with some of the big brands, and so we don't share that information.
Okay. And so one more question from your clinical service division. Do we have annual contracts from the parent, or is it whenever they tell you, you have to do it? How is the business model there?
The business model is depending upon what type of studies we get from a parent company. And based on those studies, and if the resources are available with us, we take it. If not, then they may contract out to somebody else.
Okay. Going forward, do we expect a 25 crore a quarter from this division?
I don't think so. That's an aberration. But we're seeing a steady growth. That's all I can say. But not 25 crores per quarter.
Okay. Okay. And sir, how many products do we plan to launch next year?
I mean, that is an information which really I don't want to give it right away. But I think as we go along, we will tell you how many we have launched each quarter.
Okay, sir. Thanks a lot. And all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from Ashish Thakkar from MK Global. Please go ahead.
Yeah, congrats on a good set of numbers. Last quarter, we had some update on Jellyseal that we had spent some advertising expenses on the same. So what is the status there?
I don't know whether we shared some data, but all I can say is Jellyseal is doing pretty well. It had a growth of about 15%, and both the tablets as well as liquid are moving at a very fast pace. And we hopefully would also look at this product and see what more can be done here. We are looking at this product to see what more can be done.
Okay. And as far as the employee cost is concerned, as a percentage to sales basis, the cost has come down. Although on an absolute basis, the cost is higher. Just wanted to get an idea, even though we had added some people to the field force, on an absolute basis also the cost is, you know, on a lower side. So any specific reason to that?
A couple of reasons. One is the sales are also higher, so the cost may not go like in sales there. It's not a variable cost, fixed cost.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, we have some benefit of actual valuation of AS15, so we've done actual valuation for this year ending for a 12-month period. So that has seen some benefit there.
Okay. And the recent addition of field force, when are we expecting them to get break-even?
See, the technical break-even end of year and a half time. Yes. Technically, at the end of year, they should break-even.
Okay.
And they start with a fully product in about 2 years' time.
Okay. So, I just joined the call late. How much was the price increase, you said?
Price increase for a quarter?
Yeah.
For the quarter, our pricing is given as around 2%.
2%. 7 to 8% was due to volume, right?
No, 19% B2B volume.
19%. Okay, 7 to 8 are the new products you have launched.
78 new products so launched, you are seeing around 3% of our sales.
Okay. Okay, so now, and what would be your guidance regarding the tax rate? Is it going to be the same?
It's a constant tax rate across all the quarters, so no major change.
Okay, and any guidance for the capex?
No major investments.
Okay. Thanks a lot, sir, and all the best for the future.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from Arpit Kapoor from UTI Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir, and congrats for a good set of numbers. My question is that we've seen some of the MNC companies who are present in India have launched some of their patented products from the parent pipeline to in the Indian markets. So do you see Indian markets being conducive enough for Pfizer India to get some of the products from Pfizer Global to launch in the Indian markets?
Well, of course, the parent companies have launched products in Indian market, and as we have one patented product called Champix, which they have launched
right.
in India, and our endeavor is to ensure that these products are launched as close as to the global launches take place.
Okay, so can we see some accelerated pace, or let's say some more products incrementally going forward would be patented, or they would more be in branded generic space?
Well, if you see the history of patented products now, it's not many products are really coming up in the market in the last 2005 to 2010, the era of patented products. Only 11 products have been launched so far.
Right.
So I mean, there are few and far in between for products to be launched now.
Okay. Thanks a lot, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from Vikas Sonavle from Religar Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Congratulations on good numbers. Two questions. One is if you can update us on number of doctors that are being currently covered and how that number has changed over the period of last 2 years.
Well, I think that is again a very, very internal confidential information that I'm sorry I'll not be able to share.
Okay. But sir, I mean, this, 1,000 plus addition in field force will be covering newer doctors. Is that right?
Of course, there is. It's both. It's covering some old doctors in more extensively, some more newer doctors.
Okay. And has there been any significant change in geographic mix that you had 2 years back?
Yeah, of course. We have added new territories and more new districts.
So would you like to throw some color on that? I mean, is it tier 2 cities or, the lower strata of the metros or what kind of,
We were more focused earlier in cities and metros, and we now moved on to class 1 and class 2 towns.
Okay. And so also on the 200 people which came from Wyatt, which division and what exactly are the details in terms of product portfolio and all?
I mean, those product portfolio would be basically promoting some of the Wyatt products.
Okay. But the sales will be reported in Pfizer, right, sir?
No, the sales are reported in Wyatt.
Okay. And finally, sir, with strong, execution coming in from this quarter now, and which are the risks or, that you probably see for this 20% plus kind of growth?
I mean, clearly the risk on the horizon is on the DPCO. And we see government getting more aggressive, and if they were to bring the entire industry under price control through some type of cost control, then that would be a risk across to all the players in the industry. That, to our mind, is one big risk that we are looking at. And the other risk is our economy is more consumption driven economy. And the consumption may flatten out sometimes if the capital investment does not take place. So that's another risk I look at.
Okay, so just last question. I mean, most of the large Indian companies and MNCs are increasing field force. So do you see any competitive pressure rising on the ground in another couple of quarters or year or so?
A good question. We will have more competition coming from larger players also, and also the competition coming from extra urban areas. So there would be definitely, you're right, absolutely more competitive pressure as we go forward in 2011 and 12.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from Sudarshan Padmanabhan from B&K Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello, congratulations on good set of numbers. Just wanted to know the number of the field force that has come in from VAT, 200 MR. You have actually mentioned that the sales will be booked in VAT, but they are on the roles of Pfizer, or how is the cost structure? I mean,
we have a costless markup arrangement with VAT.
Okay.
Whatever support we are providing to VAT Limited, it's a costless markup.
Okay, and the employees will be on the roles of Pfizer or on the roles of VAT?
No, they are on the role of Pfizer.
Okay, so it will be paid by Pfizer.
That's right.
Okay. And any clarity on the legal merger between the two entities, that is Pfizer India and VAT, any timeline or anything on that?
Like I said, whatever operationally we need to do, we have done that to make sure that we take the benefit of the group companies here.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no formal decision on the legal merger taken as of now.
Okay. And apart from that, any further cost rationalization possible from the merger between Pfizer and VAT, or this is the maximum which we can expect?
I think we achieve what we can to some extent. I don't say everything is exhaustive, but I think from operational level, whatever we need to achieve, I think we've achieved it.
Okay, that's it from my side, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from Ritesh Shah from IDFC. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Just a couple of questions. So I wanted to know what would be the OTC size of the business right now?
We really don't have any OTC business. So we have more of RX to OTC type, which is much.
Okay. And secondly, you said the field force was 2200. This includes 200 of Wyatt, right?
Yeah.
And what would be the field force that you would have added over last 1 year?
500 people.
500 people.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks a lot. That's it from my side.
Thank you. The next question is from Dimple Sheth from SKS Capital. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Congrats on a good set of numbers. Sir, just wanted to know what would be the average growth in your different segments, as in pharma, animal, and clinical segments?
We have said pharma for the quarter, we have got 23%.
Just for the coming quarters. I mean, for the coming year. So just a ballpark number.
Well, I don't think so really. There is any ballpark number, but all we can say is our endeavor is to grow above the market.
Okay, sir. And so you'll be maintaining EBITDA margins at 28%.
I didn't say so. 28% is for the quarter. I think even in YTD, actually, if you say the EBITDA has been at 28%. So,
okay.
Yeah.
And so I just missed on the other income. You said that there has been an increase. So what does the other income include?
It's a clinical trials increase in cost charges.
Okay. Okay. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. The next question is from Sampath Reddy from Bajaj Allianz. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you very much for taking my question. This is again on the merger itself. If you're saying that, operational integration has already happened, then why not the legal merger? Because the shareholders of both the companies are not the same, right? And I believe there is no MD for Wyatt also, right? What kind of, operational synergy that, how are these two companies are now run? Are we ensuring that the shareholder interests of, minority shareholders' interests of Wyatt is being, taken care of? What is the interest of the parent? Is the parent only launching the product only through the Pfizer? Why is this 200 people transferred to, let's say, Pfizer? Why can't they be done it from the Wyatt end? Can you throw some light on this operational integration and why is it not the legal merger not happening?
See, first of all, there is a complete team which is looking after Wyatt, and there is a managing director for Wyatt also. So to that extent, I can assure you the interests of the shareholders are well taken care. And if you look at the growth of Wyatt this year, do you have some custom numbers? Have you seen Wyatt growth?
I think they're not comparable, right?
No. But if you take on a comparison basis, if you look at Wyatt's growth, yeah. It has grown at 16%.
Right.
Its total company has grown at 16%, and the pharmaceutical business has grown at 18%. In fact, its growth is higher than the YTD growth of Pfizer.
Okay.
If you look at the quarter, it's grown about 28%. So to that extent, I can assure you that the wide interest has been very well taken care of, and the company is actually added 100 crore rupees in 1 year, which is they had only 200 crores in the cash, but in 1 year they added 100 crores. So you can realize to what extent the change has taken place in that company. Secondly, I would like to tell you is we have already launched one product in Wyatt within a period of 1 year, and there are plans to launch more products in Wyatt. And there is an independent board of Wyatt, and there is an independent board of Pfizer, and that is the governance part has been well taken care of, and there's an arm's length transaction. And those 200 people are actually promoting products for Wyatt.
Right. But, you know, why can't they be, I mean, why should you be paid, let's say, any, you know, fee income or whatever kind of it?
But there are certain operational issues which we have to take care of. Otherwise, these growth would have not happened. And we have to manage that process internally to ensure that these people follow the productivity norms and other things of Pfizer. So there are these operational issues. That is why they are in Pfizer.
And would the merger ever happen, or it is just getting delayed, or what is your sense? What does the plan mean?
At this point of time, there are no plans for merger, all that I can say.
Sir, I have one question on this operation.
I mean, first, let me get back to the gentleman. Are you okay with the responses I gave?
I mean, you know, this is what you can give, but I'm not happy as a shareholder of Wyatt, you know.
Well, now, what you tell me why you're not happy as a shareholder of Wyatt?
But why the merger is not taking place?
No, but that's not an issue. Wyatt is an independent company, has done much better. Look at the stock price, look at the dividend, look at the performance. You know, you can't ask you more than that.
No, I mean,
with an annual growth of 1%, you know, Wyatt is now growing at 16%. What else do you need?
You know, actually, I don't know. I mean, sequentially, I mean, YOY, the numbers are not comparable.
I'm giving you the number. You take the numbers from me.
Sequentially speaking, I think, you know, Pfizer had grown, but why had not grown?
That's what I'm saying. I am ready to debate with you on that. I'm telling you on a comparable basis, why has grown at 16% total company, and the pharmaceutical business has grown at 18%. Whereas Pfizer pharmaceutical total growth is only 14%.
Quarter 28.
And the Wyatt quarter is also 28, and Pfizer is also 28.
Let me ask you a question. Between the two companies, which businesses you think are going to grow faster?
No, that's a different question. It's a complementary business. Both are different therapeutic categories. They don't compete with each other. So that's a different thing.
I don't know, but you know, if you are integrated operationally, what is it binding?
No, those are different decisions of the management. I'm responding to your independent governance, and I'm responding to your performance.
Right. So you are fair enough. I mean, I think now let's see how the coming quarters shape up. But at the moment, there is a suspicion that
be positive. I mean, have you ever seen that type of growth in Wyatt? Have you ever seen that type of cash generation in Wyatt happening? So we need to look at things positively. Thank you.
Okay.
Sir, I had one question on the operational integration. Can you bit elaborate on when you mean the operational integration is completed, what all aspects have been taken care of? And what do you mean by that?
Well, there are many aspects of operational integration. There's consolidation of services, product optimization, productivity, uniform norms, policies, and so on and so forth. There's a full, I will give you a full talk on mergers, operational integration mergers.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from Krishna Prasad from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for taking my question. Just on, some of the product market shares that you had, given us earlier in the call, I was actually not able to get them, so can you just please repeat them? The other question is regarding, your material cost. Some of the earlier quarters you've spoken about the benefit from, lower vitamin C pricing. Has that sort of continued during this quarter, and, where are you placed there? Thank you.
Vitamin C price is more or less static the whole of this year. So that benefit has come to us. There has been slight, obviously we have the benefit of it in terms of our numbers also. The cost has gone up this quarter basically because of mix. Though we had a benefit, the margins are because of the rocks are very high. So higher refill because of the margins will get impacted for the quarter. Yes. With regard to the industry growth, most of the products in the therapeutic areas what we have are reported a very strong high double digit around 20% growth across all categories. IMS, as per IMS ORG, are driving faster than therapeutic area growth.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from Sudarshan Lakman from Allied Partners. Please go ahead.
Congratulations, sir, for a good set of numbers. Just to confirm two, three numbers, sir. Number of drugs which you have launched in current year, is it 7 to 8?
Yeah.
And you said new product launches 3% of sales. That's this 12-month number?
Yeah.
Okay. Sir, we have generally looked at your numbers for last 2-3 years, and Q4 number is sales growth are a bit muted, maybe because of some inventory correction or something like that. But this time the Q4 numbers are very strong, in excess of 20%. Do you think this is something which we should consider for going forward also, in terms of the better performance in Q3 and Q4?
Well, as I said earlier, I mean, we're looking at launching new products and we're looking at optimizing our KDP products. So we surely should be looking at going above the market.
Okay. And sir, a quick question. Sir, any rationale for changing the accounting year from November back to March? Sorry, from November to March again?
Oh, I don't understand these people, what they do. So, Sridhar will answer that question.
No, I think we are just preparing for IFRS and the company Zach, which is recommending March accounting. Traditionally, we had November, but we said that we go to March, we at least have one set of results, Zach, everything. We could have done it earlier, but with probably the wide integration, etc., which is our position, makes it a little easier. And obviously, preparing for IFRS and the company law coming in changes.
Okay. Just now you've said you've given us a like-to-like basis wide sales growth. Can you just tell me whether it was for Q4 or for the full year?
We gave it 12-month period. Okay. So for the quarter, why the zone is around 28% pharmaceuticals for the quarter, around 18.7% for the full year, for 12-month period. 12-month period comparable.
Okay.
Not published.
Okay. Thank you, Marian.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, due to time constraint, we will take one last question. From Mr. Hiren Samani from Sherkhan, please go ahead.
Good evening, sir, and hearty congratulations for the good set of numbers. I have two questions. First is, what is the cash and cash equivalents as of November, if you can?
620 crores.
Okay. And so the other question is on the macro front for the sector. The recent rounds of concerns from the healthcare ministry about 49% FDI cap. What is your take on that? And since you have already mentioned that, you know, you would be looking at some inorganic growth along with your organic growth as well. So what would your take be on?
I really don't know why there is such a reaction on having a 49%. Going back to the old Faraday's of 1970, I thought it was dead and buried. I think there is what I could see from the press report. There is a concern that the prices may go up if the multinational company shares go up.
Sure.
Right now, the multinational is just about 20%, and 80% is the Indian companies.
Right.
And these are not really multinationals. In two sense, they are all local companies. Been here for more than 3 or 4 decades.
Correct.
Secondly, is today the 99%, more than 99% market is a generic market.
Absolutely.
And you have for every molecule more than 150 or so brands. And going forward, this will continue to be there for as a generic market, because there are only very few patented products really coming out in the market.
Mm-hmm.
So I really don't know why this euphoria. And if you take Ranbaxy case, which they actually took about 2 years back.
Right.
What is the price increase in Ranbaxy? Is less than 1%.
Right.
Now, and therefore, where the euphoria is it the price
or is it the share? Whereas I would rather like to say is that if the Indian companies want to participate in the exclusivity, which is going to be roughly about $70 billion to $80 billion in the next 5 years, then they should give a level playing for multinational companies to play in $7 billion domestic market. It's not being fair enough to say you can allow or participate in $70 billion market and not in $7 billion.
Right.
So I think it's more of emotional rather than having any data point or having any done any reality check. It's just somebody getting excited that multinational companies are buying companies. There is a buyer, there is a taker, this is a free market, you know.
Absolutely.
We are buying companies abroad and so also others will buy some assets here.
Right. Sure. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you very much for participating in this conference call. There were very good questions. I'm very happy to answer those questions and hopefully our strategies and other plans that we have put in place will take us to the growth path. Thank you once again. Srila, you want to add something?
No, thank you very much. I think we had a lot of attendance and a lot of questions this time. And hope to talk to you next quarter.
Thank you very much. On behalf of Pfizer, that concludes this conference call. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.